Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Welcome to our live worship experience. Let us all in the house give God a hand clap of praise on this morning. Amen. It's good to be in the presence of the Lord on this morning. Amen. We thank and praise God for you. We thank and praise God for his wonderful, kind acts. We thank and praise God for his marvelous works. And we thank and praise God that once again he has called our name to be in the midst, to share in his presence, to hear the word of God. Amen. And to give him glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. I want to go to the book of Psalms, chapter 149. The book of Psalms, chapter 149. Amen. I'm going to read at the first verse and read down to the ninth. But before I begin that, I just want to go quickly into the announcement, letting everyone know that every Tuesday at 7 p.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. with Apostle Christopher McQueen for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast. Amen. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., join me, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, for the episode of Prophetic Atmosphere. That's 7 p.m. every Thursday night. Amen. And then on Saturday, amen, at 9:30, Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyle broadcast, our live worship experience. Amen. And for those of you, we personally send an invite out to you that those that live in the Brevard County area, please come and join us right here. The presence of the Lord is here. Praise and worship music is live and hot. Amen. And most of all, the Word of God is delivered for our souls. Amen. And we are definitely being fed by none other than our pastor, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Now, where can you find us? 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, Cocoa, Florida, 32922. Amen. That's every Tuesday. You can join us live right here as well as we're doing our Kingdom Lifestyle broadcast. Amen. For those of you who are not in the Brevard County area, www.ctkr.org. Go to our media tab page of our website. Amen. Click there, and you can see all of our broadcasts live, including this one. And you can even go all the way back into our archives. You can check out my WOPD Women's Conference that was off the chain. Amen. Glory to God. The presence of God was here. People were healed, delivered, set free. Amen. And that is what it's all about. The theme, a call back to holiness. Amen. Glory to God. And every other program, and even our fellowships and different broadcasts that we've had, go on our website. You can locate and find all of that there and bring the presence of the Lord right where you are. Amen. Wherever that may be. But you can bring them right there and begin to worship and praise God. Amen. I also want to let you know for a few of the announcements. On October 31st through November 1st, we're having our first singles conference. Amen. Right here. Successfully single. Amen. We can't wait. Amen. To hear what God has to say unto his people. Amen.
Glory to God.
That starts at 7 p.m. nightly on October the 31st and November the 1st. Amen. Again, what's the location? 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121 in the beautiful city of Cocoa, Florida. Christ the Redemptive Ministries, where you want to be. Amen. And then November 14th through the 16th, join me for my fellowship, WOPD, Women of Prophetic Destiny Conference Fellowship. We're inviting all churches to come. Amen. And we just want to join. Just give God all glory. Give God all praise and honor. That's what he's worthy of. Hear the word of God for our lives. Amen. What is he saying, amen, for this season, this moment, and then what the instructions that we need to do. It's all about fellowship, amen. It's not just with women, but we have men too. Listen, everybody needs the word of God, amen. So join us, amen. Join me personally November 14th through the 16th. That's Friday, Saturday, and concluding on Sunday morning for Women of Prophetic Destiny Fellowship, amen. And then, somebody say, and then. And then November 21st. We are having Friday Night Jam, yeah. Jesus and Me Ministries. Yes, God, we're having Friday Night Jam. We're calling all the young people, all the single people, male and female, come out. Amen. If you just want to look for a good time in the Lord, a clean time, praise and worship, giving God all the glory, the honor, singing praises unto him. Amen. And then be able to sit and ask any question you want to ask. Amen. The men and women of God, according to the word of God, we shall give you the answers. Amen. So don't be ashamed. You know you got those questions you want to ask pastor and first lady, but you're too ashamed because you've been there forever and they think you ought to know. Well, everybody doesn't know everything, and the Bible says that we perish for the lack of knowledge. So you need to get knowledge according to what the word of God says about you. Amen. So November 21st, beginning every Friday night, that's our kickoff night, Jesus and Me Ministries, also known as JAMM, J-A-M-M. Amen. Glory to God. And then, one more time, somebody say then. Yeah. On January 29th through February the 1st, having our first Joshua Generation Young Warriors Conference. Yes, sir. We can't wait to be here. It's going to be live. It's going to be epic. It's going to be like fire. And you know what? I'm going to be right in the middle of it, getting all I can from the Lord. Amen. Musicians, we're having praise and worship leaders and dancers. Everybody's coming forth to give God his glory. You need to be here. 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121. In Cocoa, Florida, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Amen. That's where it's at. All right. And then while we're doing that, those are the events. Come to our website, www.ctkr.org. Amen. Please pray about becoming a vision partner, prayer partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. The events will also be up there as well. And if you would like someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, we all need prayer. Amen. We all need prayer. Listen, we will touch and agree with you concerning your situation and issue, your challenge, your circumstance, or if you just want more Jesus, we'll do that too. Amen. Just begin to leave your information there. Follow the instructions. Go to the Contact Us tab at the top of the page, and we will contact you at our earliest convenience. And even for those of you who we have been praying for, let us hear from you. Let us know what how God is moving in your situation. Amen. So we can give God glory in it. Nothing's great than nothing like a praise report. Amen. Glory to God. Now, those are the announcements. It follows, govern ourselves accordingly. Now, that book of Psalms, chapter 149, it reads as such. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the doers of his word. Amen? Come on, let us pray. Father, we just bless you. God, we glorify you and we thank you, Lord. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our King. We love you, Father. We bless you. We glorify you. We thank you for all that you have done, your protection. You're better than us than we have ever been to ourselves. Your life that you have given us is greater than we can ever imagine. Father, even now as we, your people, come, we uplift our hands and we bow our heads before the throne of grace. We're asking that you would just forgive us and wash us from all of our sins, every sin of commission and omission, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that your presence, your power, your strength will begin to fall mightily in this place in the name of Jesus. God, that you would begin to shake us once again. Fill this place with your glory cloud. Fill this place with your anointing. Let the musicians begin to play under the presence and the power of the anointing. Let the singers sing under the anointing. Let the preacher, the man of God, as he comes, let him minister under the anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, as we, your people, come into this place, we just lay aside all of our weights. We say, wash us, God, in the blood. Wash us in your word. Purify our hearts, God. Make us clean. Renew our minds, Father, in your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we praise you for all that you are doing. God, we thank you for every soul that you're bringing into this place, God. We thank you, God, already we're speaking that into the atmosphere, that this place is already filled. God, we thank you, Father, that you're bringing in the soul and the resources to help us push forth ministry. Help us to push forth the kingdom. Help us to push forth the design that you have given our apostle. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just give your name praise, glory, and honor. Now, God, I'm asking, Father, that as the word that it goes forth this morning, Father, let it not leave us just quickly and let it just be seeds that fall to the ground and be scattered. But, God, that you begin to plant these words in our spirits, in our minds. Let them never be forgotten. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for all that you are doing right now. We thank you for where you're taking us to. We thank you for what you brought us from. We thank you, God, that we shall walk in deliverance. We thank you, God, that we shall walk in healing. We thank you, God, that your favor has rested upon us and continues to rest. God, we thank you for the open doors. We ask for more of your glory, more of your anointing, more of your power. It is what we need to live, God. It is what we need to be a light that's shining out in the darkness, Father, in Jesus' name. God, even now, send forth your healing angels to minister to those who are sick and shut in right now in the name of Jesus. God, even now, I ask that we would lift up the Gillum family, Lord, and that you would encourage their hearts, Father, in this time of grieving, Father. Even now, Lord, we ask that you would put a smile and a rest on the inside of their spirit. And God, even as they go through this period of grieving, we bind the hand of an enemy that wants to take the grieving into depression, God. We bind the spirit of depression right now in Jesus' name. Father, they will come out giving your name praise. They will come out giving your name glory. They will come out giving your name all the honor that is due you. In Jesus' mighty name, God, we thank you now for even those that are sick. God, we ask that you would bring healing right now and deliverance in their bodies, in their minds, and in their souls. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would heal cirrhosis of the liver. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would heal enlarged hearts now. In Jesus' name, God, we ask that you would bring down high blood pressure, Father, that you would rebuke the spirit of diabetes, Father, in the lives of your people, God. They will give your name glory and honor, Father. Sickness is not of you, God, and we bind it up in Jesus' name, and we decree and we declare the word of God over people's lives in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, we glorify you, and we praise you. God, we thank you for the direction that you're taking us in, God. We thank you for second chances, Lord. We thank you for the favor that is resting upon the lives of your people. God, we thank you for the manifestation of what you're getting ready to bring forth in each and every person's life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you and we glorify you and we thank you for all that you have done. In Jesus' mighty, precious, holy name, amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen. We thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we bless your name today. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. We lift you up. We magnify your name. There is none like you in all the earth, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. And we glorify you in this place, oh God. We glorify you in this place, oh God. We magnify you. We lift you up, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, this time for praise and worship. Give God some glory. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on and clap your hands with me. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Do your dance, everybody. Do your dance, everybody. Do your dance, everybody. Do your dance, everybody. And the King of Glory shall come in. 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 Come in. Come in. Hallelujah.
Come on, clap your hands.
Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Do your dance, everybody. Do your dance, everybody. Do your dance, everybody. Do your dance, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. And the King of Glory shall come in, 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 and the King of Glory shall come in.
Praise up, praise up, praise up, praise up.
Come in. 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 And the King of Glory shall come in. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? Hallelujah. The Lord God, strong and mighty. The Lord God, mighty in battle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, lift up your hands if you know that the Lord is able.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on, say it with me. He's able.
He's able. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or think, according to the power that was. That work is in you. God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you, and he's able. Oh. Oh, he's able. Hallelujah.
Now come on, let's give an able God an able praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on, exceedingly, abundantly, above all
thank
that you,
you
could
Jesus.
Ask of
Hallelujah.
Him, according to his riches and glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, we glorify you, oh God. Hallelujah. How many of you want the Lord to reign on us? Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. It is our prayer, God, that you reign on us. Hallelujah. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place and breathe new life within us. Send your refreshing glory and saturate our hearts. Rain on us, breathe on us, shower down, send your spirit, Lord. Rain on us, oh, shower down, in your spirit, Lord. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify. let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire, let it fill this tabernacle land. Purify our hearts, oh God. Surround us in this place, oh God. Breathe new life within us, oh God. And send down your refreshing glory, oh God. And saturate our hearts, oh God. We need your glory, oh God. We need your power, oh God. We need your anointing, oh God. We can't fight this battle without you, oh God. We need your rain. We need your rain. We need your rain.
We need your rain.
We need your rain. We need your rain. Oh God, we need your rain.
Come on, just lift up your hands all over the building.
Hallelujah.
Let's glory in His presence.
Hallelujah.
Come on, just bask in His presence. We glory.
Hallelujah, oh God.
We are your glory, Lord.
We glorify you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. We need the rain. We need the rain.
Hallelujah. Glory.
We need the rain. We need the rain. We need the rain. We need the rain. Have your way in our lives.
Come on, let's worship Him just a few moments. Ask Him for the rain. The Word said, ask me for the rain. Ask me for the rain.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Ask Him for the rain. Hallelujah. Some of you need to ask Him to rain in you. Hallelujah. Let Him be Lord in your life, Lord of your soul, Lord of every situation, Lord of every circumstance. He wants to do that for you. Yes, He does. He wants to do that for you. Ask of me, ask of me, ask of me. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord our God. Amen, amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one can make it into the kingdom without Him. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Well, time for a moment of transition. Glory to your name. And we magnify the Lord Most High in this place. Glory. And we pray that wherever you are, and as you joined us, as you joined us, if you joined us in praise and worship, whether in your car or your living room, amen, wherever you may be at this moment, amen, pulling up to the church door before you get out the car, just give God some worship and praise, amen. See, you don't want to wait till you get in the house to give Him glory. You need to already have yourself prepped and ready to go. Amen? That's what part of having a relationship with Jesus Christ does for you, because you don't have to wait until you get to the location and have somebody pump and prime and sing you happy and I like this song and ooh, I don't like that song, I don't feel like getting into it. But when you have a relationship and you begin to just thank God for just allowing you to see yet another day, when you begin to thank Him and praise Him for allowing you to just come into His presence, that He chose you, yes, you, child of God, predestined you from the foundations of the world, that you were not a oops, a mistake, or I don't know what happened, Just know, amen, that he called you unto his own and that you are a chosen generation, that you are a royal priesthood. I don't care what's going on in your life. Prophetess, you may be, listen, prophetess, you don't know what's happening. My life is turned upside down, amen. But you know what? God is still in it. And the reason why I say that is because you're still here, because those very things that came up against you that should have destroyed you have not overtaken you. Yes, things may have been removed. Yes, you may be broken in some areas. Amen. But you have to know this, that Jesus is the healer. Hallelujah. You have made it on broken pieces, but now that you have made it, now it's time to become whole once again. And the only way that we can do that is in Jesus Christ. Amen. So I just challenge you, I commend you, I implore you, I beg of you, amen, to, if you don't have a relationship with the Father, Jesus Christ, then go ahead and accept him into your heart today. Amen. And for those of you who do have a relationship with him, but maybe you have allowed it to wane as the years have gone by, the tests have become too hard, the pressure has become too much, amen. And so when you should have been in the secret place, you came out of it because you just couldn't take it anymore. Well, child of the King, he's still wooing you. He's still wooing you. He's still calling you back unto him. Go through the test. Go through the process. I guarantee this time when you do it, he will meet you. Amen. This time when you do it, he'll give you that extra strength. This time when you do it, he'll put the blinders on your eyes so you won't see those people, see those enemies. Amen. He'll put his voice in your ear so you can clearly hear divine direction, amen, from him and the route that he needs you to go. He will take the fear. He will take the doubt. He will take the unbelief. Amen. What you're saying, well, how do you know all this? Because that was me at one point in time. And if God can deliver me, I know God can deliver you. Amen. Try him on today. Amen. Glory to God. Well, it is word time. Thank you, Jesus. It is word time. Amen. As we prepare, get your Bibles, get your pens, your pads, your iPads, your pen, whatever it is that we use, all your technology stuff that we love to use. Amen. Come gather around the radio, the TV, wherever you may be. Amen. In front of your computer or your iPad, and let us prepare our hearts this morning. Apostle Christopher McQueen. Let us receive Apostle McQueen right now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, clap your hands before the Lord. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and tell him the Lord is here. Come on, tell him the Lord is here. Now come on, give God a great praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are so grateful that you have joined us this morning. I want to pray for Prophetess as she heads from here in Cocoa all the way to Sabrine, Florida. Amen. She'll be ministering this morning at the at Benjamin Davis Church of God in Christ. Amen. And we know that the Lord is going to bless her. She's about to go and do the work of the Lord, amen. And I saw what she was going through, so I already know where she's about to head. Amen. This is going to be wonderful. Amen. Just in the way of announcements, let me reiterate and reinforce that we have on the weekend coming up, amen, next week. Everybody say next week. We will be doing the singles conference. All the singles in the house, make some noise. That ain't no noise. Come on, make some real noise. There you go, there you go, there you go. I'm looking at y'all. I know some of y'all ain't happy to be single, but that's okay. We're going to prepare you for the next level up. Amen? Amen? Nothing's worse than getting married to somebody who wasn't prepared for it. Love is not enough. Amen. I'm going to say that again. Love is not enough. Amen. Some things have to be put in place because you love what they do and how they are right now, but let the bills get backed up and let them not know how to talk right or act right or treat right and love what you love right now is not enough to keep you together till death do us part. So we have to go in and make sure that you understand certain things. And number one is what it took to get is what it's going to take to keep. Amen. So we're going to deal with some of those things. I know that they have the speakers and everybody lined up. On next Friday, amen, I know that is the time that everyone normally does their All Saints, amen, and everything else. And I want us to do something, but, you know, we're going to do something this way, amen. We've already designed and talked about the sweets and all the other things that we will have. Amen. The order has gone in, has it not? Amen. That means that we're going to have all the good stuff. Amen. When we get together, then I may deliver a word just asking a question. It's going to probably be a 15-20 minute sermon that simply says, are you a trick or are you the truth? Amen. We're going to see what God is saying. Amen. All right. Now, let's get into this word. One more thing. Look down here. November 21st, amen, will be the beginning, amen, of our Friday night jam, amen. And I want to make sure that you understand what jam is. Jam is when we come in and we set the atmosphere, amen. And then we begin to seed into it, you know, the worship, the praise, the adoration, amen. At which time, if the Lord were to drop in your heart a question or if you had a concern or something, this will be a time when we can actually talk about it. It'll be a little bit more relaxed, amen. You probably won't see the jacket and all the rest of this. I'll probably be in a button-up with some cufflinks or something like that. Maybe even some jeans and some dress shoes, something. It's a time for us to come and get before God and just talk to Him. I know we do these broadcasts and things, and sometimes they are structured because of the time of the broadcast, amen. But I don't want anyone to think for 1 minute that we just won't let our hair down and praise God like we lost our minds. Amen. Amen. Come on, give me that A-flat chord. Put the one on the bottom. Make sure you open it all the way up. Give it to me right there. That's right. That's the chord I'm looking for. All right. Now, the reason why I say that is because sometimes when we talk about things like this, people get it in their hearts and in their mind, oh, well, they're starchy. Well, you know, he talks and he's teaching a lot, you know, but don't get it twisted. You know, I like a good scream and a good holler too, amen. I like a good, I like people to rear back and say, and that's why God, yeah. Okay, I like that too, okay? We just can't do it all on camera all the time, amen? If you want to see some of that, you should have tuned in last weekend when Woman of Prophetic Destiny was going forth because we went in, amen? Yes, we did. So we want you to prepare your hearts, your minds. Now, I heard a prophetess say that's for the young people, and really it's not. It's for the worshipers, amen? Is for those praisers. Now, a lot of times we find out that the praise and the worshipers who don't mind getting in, giving him a dance and laying out before the Lord and just going all in are young people. Amen? So I don't want you to think, just like we don't want you to think, that Woman of Prophetic Destiny is just for women. Amen? It is a prophetic conference. Amen? And because my wife was the one who started it, it was Women of Prophetic Destiny, amen. But as it has grown, just like our spiritual mother, who's going on to be with the Lord, Mother Stella Boyd, we had the fellowship, amen. And the fellowship was not just for daughters of Zion. It was also for sons of thunder, amen. The organization or the fellowship as a whole was known as Daughters of Zion, amen. But it wasn't just women, amen, and I want to make sure that that's clear because I don't want anyone thinking that we're doing just women, amen. It's not just women. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, it's not just women. Jam is just not youth. Amen. Okay? It's not just the youth. Amen. So we want you to all get your hearts, your minds together. Come on down. Bring your shouting shoes. Bring your box of tissues. Amen. Whatever you need to get into his presence, that's what that's going to be about. Amen. Now, this morning, I want to pick up where we left off yesterday and begin to look at this word here. We were in Matthew, the fourth chapter, 23rd through 25th verse. But I want to look at something that we need to look at here. And that is, amen, simply put, Jesus is ministering and he is learning, or he is teaching, amen, as he goes out. Amen. Okay. All right. I need to make sure she gets on the road so that she can get to her morning assignment. If y'all are in the Sabrina area, please go over, support Prophetess Crystal McQueen at the Benjamin Davis Church of God in Christ. Amen. We've been down there before, Pastor Saunders and First Lady Saunders. And they like to have church like we like to have church. Amen?
Amen.
A lot of noise, but the right kind. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, here, Jesus is ministering throughout Galilee. And as he's ministering, he's giving instruction. And I begin to talk about the kingdom. Everyone say kingdom. Come on, say it again, the kingdom.
Kingdom.
Amen. And the problem is that there are some things that we have missed. The enemy of your soul will have you miss out on key things of your development. Amen. You'll find out that as a child, you'll have someone who will talk about the fact that you did something. Maybe it's standing in front of the class and, you know, when you're younger, you know, your teeth will go out as the new ones grow in, the permanence. So I just talked to myself, and when you get up to speak, someone was making fun of the fact you didn't have two front teeth. So when you talk to so when you get older, you still live in that moment back there where that person laughed at you. Now you're older and your assignment is to go and speak to people in the name of the Lord and to rule them into the kingdom. But all you can think of is your second grade failure, you see. It is those type of things that keep us from moving forward in God. Look at your neighbor and say, I got to move forward. Come on, say it again, I got to move forward. Not only do I have to move forward, I have to move on. See, if the enemy could keep you in your past, you'll never understand your present. And if you don't understand your present, then you'll never prepare and move towards your future. A lot of people are stagnant in their growth because they come to one place and they stop developing. Okay? And when you stop developing, that means that everything else that comes along with that development, the maturity, the wisdom, the experience, the understanding, none of it benefits you. Because at the point that you stop your progression, your mentality and your focus remains the same. Now, what does that mean? It means that even though you go through hurts and things in life, you'll never learn how to move past that, stuck at the last hurt. Okay? So now, instead of learning how to cope and get over what happened in your past, you're stuck with your past. and everything that happens to you reminds you this is just like it was with. This is just like it happened when. I remember they're doing it just like they did it at. You see that? So now, instead of you being able to learn from that that situation, from that circumstance, you are stuck now. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be stuck. Come on, say it again. Don't be stuck. Don't be stuck on that past, because God never saved you for your past. God saved you for your future. Look at your neighbor and say, God saved me for my tomorrow. From my yesterday. Say that again. God saved me for my tomorrow. From my yesterday. Now that you got that and it's settling in, say it with some confidence. God saved me for my tomorrow. From my yesterday. Somebody needs to be shouting all over the place. You should be knocking down equipment and falling over chairs right there. When you look back over your life and think about how dismal some of your failures were, they were not the thing that set you up for your tomorrow. They're the thing that reminds you that without God, you can do nothing. Somebody give God a praise right there. Hey, open up your mouth and give God a praise right there. Hallelujah. So when we begin to look at this, then we begin to see that God prepared us for greatness. And even though your past may have had some bumps in it, you may have had some shortcomings, some things, some insecurities, some proclivities that you developed, and you know, there's some things that you just like. There's some things in your life that you hold on to and you make excuse for. But I want you to know that you can let crazy go, amen. You need to let that go. If it's not working for you, let it go. Stop making excuses for bad behavior. You keep hearing me say that, but I want to get it in your spirit that you don't have to be the mistake of your yesterday. You can be your success today that brings you into your future. Amen? No one wants to get to a destiny and be inadequate to the task. Amen? So he works on us to get us to the place where we understand who we are. And the first thing that the enemy does is he tries to get you to have phobias about your equipment. Okay? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not scared, of what God gave me. Okay? You have to understand, there are certain people, prophetess has already gone, but if she was here, I would sit here and ask her, isn't that right? But this is what I'll say. It's when she was younger, she started to sing. And someone told her, baby, don't you ever try that. And even though she would try to sing, she has a soprano voice, amen. But she never was taught to think about how she sings. All right? Follow me here. Because singing is a thinking event. I know some people just out blurt out, ah! And some people, if you listen to them, and I think you can attest to this, there are some people that can say, could you give me the key of A? Could you give me the key of C sharp? I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb. Now, the problem is I'm not in C sharp anymore, am I? I'm no place near. So what happens is that when they begin to sing, because they have not been taught to listen, they just sing. You see that? They're singing the words. They're singing the melody, but they're not singing in the key. Because in their ear, they never thought that I need to listen to the key. You see that? So the same thing is when you are living certain things in your life, if you aren't taught the nuances of what that thing is, even though you try it, you won't do it to the best of your ability. See, the enemy has fooled you into thinking you couldn't do it because you weren't taught the nuances of it. All right? That same person goes to school and they teach them to put a finger in the ear so that they can hear their voice. Huh? And then when they start to sing, give me that C sharp again.
I've had some today and I've had some.
You see, in tune. What it is I can now hear where my voice is in correlation to the notes that are being played. You see that? Now I can make sure my voice is with the notes like they should be. And all it took was, you see, simple trick. Will correct what you couldn't do before. Y'all see that? But the enemy tells you that you don't have the ability, so you shut down singing altogether. You see that? There's some things inside of you that God has called you to do that the enemy has fooled you into thinking you don't have the ability to do it. And all you needed was a simple. Look at your neighbor and say, I need to get this tweet so it'll work for me. God never called you to something that will fail. God always calls you to something that will work. Amen. He doesn't get glory out of your failure. He gets glory out of your success. Amen. That's why I keep telling you and I keep saying it. I'm anointed to succeed. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm anointed to succeed. You have to understand that what I'm telling you is something that God has put inside of me and has shown me. That means no matter what the obstacle is, if the obstacle comes, the obstacle can be overcame because I'm not anointed to fail, huh? I'm anointed to succeed. That means when Goliath stands up in front of me, he got to fall because I can't fail. Oh, yeah, that sounds a little cocky, don't it? It don't sound cocky at all. I can do all things. Everybody say all things.
All things.
Through Christ who strengthened me.
Yes,
see, the problem is you can't overcome your Goliath challenging my Goliath. And your anointing is not for my Goliath. Your anointing is for your Goliath. Look at your neighbor and say,
my anointing
is for my Goliath. That's why you can't sit back and judge what you do and try to talk about what's happening with this one and that one and how come they can't. Because maybe that's not their Goliath, but that's your Goliath. You need to overcome that and stop making excuses for allowing him to stand in the valley and talk in your territory. Amen? Just shut him down. Amen? Let's get to this here because there's some things that I want to show you here. We're going from Matthew 4:23, let's go to Luke 4:40. That's where we were picking it up yesterday. And I told you that the kingdom of God, amen, is where the king has dominion, amen. This is where his rule is you know, imminent. He doesn't have to worry about anybody else coming in and taking the authority because he got it, amen. He does what he does because this is where he has complete control. I shared with you yesterday that there are many countries. But if you don't specify what country, you're walking the wrong authority. Amen? See, if I say, ooh, I'm a citizen of the country, and then I say, okay, and then you start speaking, you know, Portuguese, I know that America is not that country. Amen? The same thing if I go over to Portugal and I start talking about, you know, I'm a citizen of the country, and then I start speaking plain English and they start speaking Portuguese, maybe we're not from the same country. You understand? So if we're citizens of the kingdom, there's some things we need to speak. And we need to understand that there are many kingdoms, amen, but there's only one kingdom. Okay, there are many kingdoms, but there's only one kingdom. Okay, because there's many kingdoms of this world. That's what Satan took Jesus up to the high place and began to show him the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Some of those kingdoms look very glorious, but they're not the kingdom of God. Amen? So don't lose your thought there. Amen? Keep your focus. Let's look here, Luke 4:40. It says, now when the sun was setting, they that had any sick with divers disease brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Now, first of all, let's just deal with this here, because there are some things that the enemy will tell you that you can't do or that cannot happen, amen, huh? Because we have been taught nobody can lay hands on us. We don't want to do a prayer like, ooh, I don't know about all that. Ooh, I can't have everybody touch me. Wait a minute, hold on, let me say something. I'm trying to be serious because we keep hearing this. How come the people who need the most help don't know how to take the help that comes? As if they are above that level of help. You ever see somebody needing help reject the help that they need? You need somebody to walk something out for you or deal with something, and as soon as they get there, you hear the person go, I'm good, I know. As if they have already figured it out. Here you are, you sitting there making a mess of everything, and person who is skilled in that area comes to you and say, here, let me just show you. I got it. Oh, okay. Don't that look crazy? How can we do that in the spirit? How can we do that when it comes down to things of God? I just want that to hit you right in your chest a little bit. Well, churches, because they were taught that spirits could be transferred by hand or by a touch, have restricted the thing that will cast out and heal and deliver. The touch. Look at your neighbor and say, it's in the touch. Those who are part of healing arts, massage therapy, aromatherapy, some of these others, where they go off to school, they're taught that touch can alleviate discomfort. Amen? A baby that is born is given to its mother because the touch and the sound of her heart is familiar and it calms. You understand? They've done studies where babies were born and some of them were left and not touched, only fed. And those babies either didn't develop right or they died. Because a touch can give you life. Yet and still, we are taught some places that no one can touch you. You notice that those places, people are more religious and carnal than they are spiritual, because they don't understand that the power is in the touch. Hello, somebody. Look at what it says here. It says, now when the sun was setting, that's after you've worked all day, at your most tired point. This is when they brought all of these sick folk. You see that? And let's look at them. All they, and I like that word all, because it says that they didn't discriminate between your sickness, your illness, and your disease. They brought all of them. Amen? That had any sick, that they had any sick with divers disease, they brought them to him, and he laid his hands on each one of them. Amen. You see that? It is in the touch that you are healed. It is in the touch that you are delivered. You understand? See, the word of your mouth and the touch of your hand is what determines the purpose of the touch. The words of your mouth and the touching of your hand, the words determine the purpose of that touch. I pray that you fall out and just You lose your mind because you're getting on my nerves. That touch and that proclamation don't go hand in hand. And because people have used that type of foolishness before, the first thing that we've done is we restricted people from touching. But look at your neighbor and say, but you need a touch. You look at him again and say, but you need a touch. It is lack of touch that causes us to stay in places where we need to be brought out of. Look at this. Look at this here. Too many of us have a contact anointing. We make contact with a lot of things. But we don't connect to anything. And when you're not connected to anything, your touch can't do nothing for you. Understand that your touch is the first part of this contact. But if your touch doesn't develop, you'll never have connection. Y'all see that? And what God is trying to do is get us as the believers to stop making contact, random connections, or random contacts, and actually become connected in the body. If we do that, then the enemy loses a foothold in Christendom. Because when you are going towards crazy, somebody who's sure-footed can pull you out of a situation instead of reaching for you, but can't get you. Y'all ever see somebody reaching for someone and you can see them just this close and they can't, just a slight touch? That person eventually is gone, isn't they? Aren't they? And the same thing when we begin to look at this. If we don't connect, there's nothing to help pull you. Nothing to help strengthen it and secure you. Stand on the edge of the building but don't have nothing to, you know, hold on to and see. Don't you feel really insecure? Be able to touch or grab hold to somebody or something and see, don't you feel a little bit more secure? Y'all understand what I'm trying to show you? The touch is what we need because it anchors us to Him. That's why I need to have a touch from the Lord every once in a while. I need to feel Him. I just can't say I'm saved and don't feel nothing on the inside. I need to feel His hand upon my life. I need to feel Him near me. That's why this jam and all the rest of this we talk about and all this that we do takes us into a place where we begin to experience worship, praise. We begin to talk to Him. We begin to feel the presence of the Lord. Last weekend, when we did Woman of Prophetic Destiny, how many of y'all felt His presence? Oh, He was here. He was walking up and down the aisle. The good thing is He wasn't just walking up and down the aisle. He sat in the seat next to you and with you. When I started going out and dating, I'm so happy Prophet's gone because I'm talking real crazy right now. When I got with her, we used to sit in the same seat. I don't care how small it was. We were a little smaller then, too. Shut up, y'all. Okay. Leave us alone. And you live a little bit longer too. Amen. So, but the thing was is that we were close. I remember my sister Rebecca when she first got married. She and her husband James, going on to be with the Lord. She would be in a car with James. And there would be this whole front seat. This is when we didn't have that center console. They had a Cordova. Yeah, I called the car out. Amen. But the thing about this Cordova, amen, is that it had a full seat. And Rebecca would be on this side of the car when she got in, and James would get in on this side of the car. But before he put it in gear, Rebecca slid all the way over from that side and was sitting right here with James. I don't care what was going on. Becky was sitting over here with James. James would put it in gear, his arm would go back, and he made sure that Rebecca knew, I got you, girl. See, that's how it is when we fall in love with Jesus. We don't want him to be on the other side of the car, talking about Jesus is my co-pilot. No, I want you to drive. But while he's driving, I'm not sitting over here looking out the window. I'm snugged all up with Jesus because I want to be right here with him. Now, like I said, the other side of that is he put his arms around to let you know I got you, I'm here. The reason why sometimes we can't feel him is because we're trying to sit on the other side of that door instead of in the car next to him. See, when it says all they that had sick or with virus diseases or anything, he laid his hands on them. Sometimes we run from him because we know we're sick. We don't want to be next to the killer because we think that our flaw or our sickness or our dis-ease is going to cause him to walk away from us. But he is the healer. Look at your neighbor. Oh, I wish I could preach this. Look at your neighbor and say, he's the healer. That means that if you have any ailment in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, then he can cure it. It can be healed. But it can't be healed if you won't come near his touch. Look at this. Let's go to this next verse. Because I want y'all to see this. And devils also came out of many, crying and saying, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Now, look at this. The hand, the touching of the hand, is not just for the healing. It's for the casting out. Well, somebody. See, sometimes your dis-ease is from a disgruntled spirit. Oh, that'd preach right there. You will be at ease in Zion, but something inside of you got on the other side of your comfort zone or your happy place, and now you're disgruntled. So your dis-ease or disease, is actually your disgruntled spirit. We've been talking about Saul and David and the fact that there was an evil spirit released from God upon Saul. And it came after the anointing on his life was taken. Some of you are disgruntled and diseased because you are living a lifestyle that is not God-friendly. It's flesh-friendly. It speaks to what you want to speak to. It does what you want it to do in your time, your manner, your way. So it's not his will, his plan, his purpose. It's what you want, how you want to do it. And when God comes and says, that's not my plan for your life, you get upset with God as if God is going to do you some ill-fated thing. But God wants the best for you. Look at your neighbor and tell him, God wants the best for me. Come on, say it again. God wants the best for me. Oh, you got to understand that God wants the best for you. That's why he puts up with your flesh. Because if he had checked you like you should have been checked, at the point you should have been checked, you wouldn't be here now. But God made sure that he reached down and he loved on you more and more. He wooed you more and more. He called you in more and more so that he could do something for you. Give this to me in the Message Bible. It says, Demas left in row screaming, Son of God, you're the Son of God. Look, first of all, let me just stop right here. This is them talking to Jesus. But Jesus has delegated that authority to you. Look at your neighbor and say, I am a child of God. Think about what you're saying now. I am a child of God. If I'm a child, then I'm a son or a daughter of God. So when I begin to deal with the enemy's influences, what are they going to say about me? They're not calling me Chris. They're not calling me Christopher Allen. They're not calling me Mr. Christopher Allen McQueen. You see that? They're calling me Son of God. Now, that doesn't put me in the place of Christ. It simply reminds the enemy that I walk with the authority of Christ. I am aware of my heirship. You understand? I am aware of my sonship. It doesn't make me Jesus, but I can walk in the authority of him. And that's what the enemy don't want you to get. Ooh, that's sacrilege. He talking all crazy. He acting like he Jesus. No, I'm not acting like I am Jesus. I represent Jesus. And that means my character, my likeness should be like him. He didn't think it was robbery. And I shouldn't either. Knowing I'm a child of God to speak on that level. See, some of you, the enemy has shut your mouth because he knew if you begin to speak, then he has to obey. So he begins to work on your mind so that you don't have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of pure opinion. Look at your neighbor and say, get his mind. Oh, this good teaching this morning. And see, demons left in droves. Think about what's been tormenting and plaguing your life. I got a spiritual son that always likes to say to his friend when he plays, talk about kill yourself. But think about it. Kill yourself should be spoke to the enemy that's causing discord in your environment, right? That spirit of suicide, kill yourself, should be spoken to the thing that's been trying to take over your life, in your happiness, invade your territory, huh? Circumvent your blessing. You see that? Destroy your peace, undermine your security and your success. Kill yourself. It is a word that is spoken. And when they know that you know who you are, they will move from you. The Bible says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. He will flee. Submit to God. Resist the devil. He'll vacate the premises. You can't just resist the devil. Oh, I resist you, but you ain't submitting to God. He's standing there like, I don't have to leave. So your environment then stays the same because you refuse to do the first requirement. Submitting to God means accepting your sonship. I didn't say be a bastard. I said be a son. Let me say that again. I didn't say be a bastard. I said be a son. A bastard cannot accept any kind of counseling or any kind of correction. They cannot be chastised. You see that? But a son will listen to sound counseling. Wisdom will prevail. And if they get out of line, they can accept correction. Look at your neighbor and just ask him, are you a son? Or are you... No, don't ask him that right there. Because some of y'all probably say it wrong just so y'all can call him that. God wants us to be sons. you'll catch it in the parking lot. Some others already have. They've already caught it. Amen. Demons will obey when you know who you are. They ran or they left and drove screaming, Son of God. When they leave from you, they'll be saying, Child of God. That's a child of God. Look what happened in Acts when the girl who had a demon of divination upon her was following after the apostles. And she was running and all talking about, These are the men of God. These are men of God who preach to us the way of salvation. Paul got upset, turns around and said, Come out. That demon left her. Her masters who have been making money off of her got upset because they just saw their profits go down the drain. You see, when some of you get delivered, some things around you are going to get upset. Some folk around you are going to get upset. See, because you don't understand how they're using you now. But when your eyes are open, when you are delivered, you'll be able to look back and see how you didn't get any of those profits. You didn't benefit from any of that. There's no aspect of your life where you developed mature, where you came into another level, where you came into another understanding, where your mental capacity was expanded, where your educational multiplications of your life were nothing, nothing. No matriculation, no. But they doing pretty good right now. That's why I get upset when I see, some of these different false theologies. Y'all hear me talk about prosperity theology all the time. Because, you bring money and sit it here and I take it. I receive that. Yeah, I receive it. I receive. Not God has received it. Okay, I receive. And then after they, I receive. They got to do something with all that they receive. So they live in a better house. They drive better cars. They fly in jets and all kind of other stuff. You see what I'm saying? You pulled up in a Pinto with your lease or your rent in your pocket. Run up there. And you start seeing people giving, you become sympathetic to what's going on, and you give your rent. And then they put the note on your door. Then you go back to the church and say, I need some help from the church because they're about to put me out of my place. And the church says what? How are you managing your money? I gave an offering. Well, then you have seed in the ground. God is going to work it out for you. Bishop is not available right now. Benevolence department will meet every second Tuesday of the month. I'm sorry. This is the third. You have to wait about a month to get back to them for them to be able to hear your case to help you. Meanwhile, you see what's going on? This is better than faith. This is lack of wisdom. Amen. Huh? My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. When God gives it to you, take care of it. Take care of it. Amen. That's called stewardship. Amen. And then after that, what happens is God begins to bless you otherwise. Amen. So when he blesses you, you have enough. The Bible says here, go with me right now. Second Corinthians, amen, 9. I just want to show you this. Amen. Next in a minute here. We're going to look at this. Go down to the 6th verse. No, let's go all the way down to the 10th verse. We don't have
a lot of time to get through this. It says, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Everybody say of your righteousness. Because what they'll have you believe is that when you give your seed, that it's going to increase into riches. This says of your righteousness. How many of you have given your last thinking that you were going to get money back? And miss God. See, we're going to read this word so that it works for us. Amen? God is trying to get us to see some things, and we got to look at it clearly. Amen?
Yeah.
I'm not done. I just got to quit. Time's up. Amen? Come on. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sin. I pray that you pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray if they prayed that prayer that you lead them to a Bible teaching, a Bible believing ministry where they could go in and be matured and develop and go on to live the word that you called them to live. You said live and not die. I pray right now for them. I pray for the sick and the shut in. I pray for the Gilliam family and those others who are in bereavement now. Lord, that you would release to them, Lord, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Guard their hearts and their minds through Christ Jesus. We pray for them now. Lord, we pray for those who need a miracle and healing and deliverance, Lord, that you will begin to work in their life in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us and help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen, along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to remind you that it's God's will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. We'll see you on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for Kingdom Lifestyle, and then again on Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Prophetic Atmosphere. And then join us next week again at 9:30 on Saturday and 8:30 on Sunday for the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries worship experience. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We love you. Blog Talk. You don't have to do Blog Talk. I got Blog Talk right here. So you cut it before I was done. I said, be blessed in the name of the Lord. And that looked like that was already done. It's big on. Yeah, you know. Okay. Come on, give God a praise. I'm gonna have to give Tim some other musicians so that he can actually hear somebody other than Moses Tyson. Because when he liked to play Moses, because I don't know, he just grabbed hold of him. Maybe it's because he's learned how to do some things of Moses that he likes Moses. But I gotta get him into some other bad musicians. If I can get him into some Travis Sells. You know, huh? Right. All those things that you do, like that's all Moses, because he do it when he's doing his show. Of course, I've heard him so often that I know Moses when I hear him. That's why I said if you do him or if you do Corey, that. So some of the best musicians that I know will actually play chords, and every once in a while throw a little riff in there, but it's more their course, that they're progressing, and they're thinking about those more than they're thinking about anything. All right. So, but we'll talk about that. Listen, let us prepare to give, and then I'm gonna ask all y'all to go to sleep at night. Giving today. Okay. Then let's go ahead and everyone, let's dismiss. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for the service today. I pray right now, Lord, that you begin to stir our hearts and our minds and lead us into the place where you would have us. I ask that you put a drive and a fire on the inside of us to do your will. To do the work that you've given us to do, Lord, so that it's not tedious, but it is a joy and a relief, oh God, that we have when we see the work come together in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as we leave from here, we pray for Prophetess as she's on the road, Lord, give her safe travels, allow her to go down and then move for her, move through her in the name of Jesus. Allow her to come back with a testimony of what you've done. And we thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right. If she gives you $10, then you give $1 for tithe. But then whatever you want to give for offering is what you give. Oh, thank you. I was waiting on the other shoe. Weren't you? Wasn't that one of those prelude to a kiss?
Yeah.
I love you. You save 15% or more on the, okay.
We still gonna have to. Thank you.